Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today we'll focus on the swing bands of Chick Webb, Count Basie with blues shouter Jimmy Rushing, Stan Kenton with Anita O'Day, Les Brown and his band of renown, Jimmy Dorsey, and the band co-led by Will Bradley and Ray McKinley. Louis Armstrong was not much involved with the swing bands of the 30s and 40s. He was busy doing other things, but he did record one with the Chick Webb Orchestra. Here's Louis singing and playing on That's My Home. Then instrumentals Stompin' at the Savoy, relating to the popular Savoy Ballroom in Harlem, and If Dreams Come True.
When the sun set in the sky, flowers never die, babe. Friends don't pass you by.
But that's my home.
When the folks say how do you do, like they mean it too. When mama's love is true, 'cause that's my home. I've always welcome back, no matter where I roam. Oh, man, man, oh. Just a little shack to me is home, sweet home. Where the Swanee River flows, the shady pine trees grow. I needn't say no more, 'cause that's my home.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. James Andrew Rushing was born to a musical family in Oklahoma City in 1903. He studied piano, violin, and voice in high school. Rushing worked as an itinerant blues singer for a few years, moved to L.A., and found work singing with Jelly Roll Morton. After 2 years with Walter Page's Blue Devils, he signed on with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, where he met Count Basie. Rushing sang with Basie from 35 to 1950. After that, he stayed busy with jazz and blues until he died from leukemia in 1972. He was a very short and wide individual, which earned him the nickname Mr. 5x5. This next set features Rushing and the Basie Orchestra in the late 1930s with Going to Chicago Blues, Rusty Dusty Blues, and the Rushing original, Take Me Back, Baby.
Thank you.
you already got the best of everything. I've seen you riding round in a brand new car. Around in a brand new car. I know you couldn't buy it. You're not used to caviar. Now get up, get up, get up, get up, woman. Get up off your big fat rusty dusty. Get up, get up, get up, woman. Get up off your big, fat, rusty, dusty. Get up, mama. Get up before you get too rusty. Now you got the very best, best of everything. Yeah. Baby, you got the best of everything. You better lose that champagne taste. Cause I'm so afraid, mama. Ooh, you're letting me go away.
You've got the Doctor of Jazz on your radio. Anita O'Day spent 90 days in jail in 1945 for possession of marijuana. She and her husband were arrested at a party at their home by undercover cops. Apparently, Dizzy Gillespie was perched in a tree in their front yard playing his trumpet at this event. In 1953, she was arrested, again, this time for heroin, and went to jail. She also had serious alcohol problems, but somehow she was able to become one of the best jazz singers of all time. Here's Anita and the Stan Kenton Big Band in 1944 singing Ride On, Build It Up, and I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City.
Like a flea, Mix a barrel of fluff with a trap full of stuff. Throw the trap in the scrap and be slappy like me. Build it up, paint it nice, tear it down, and then build it up, paint it nice, and tear it down again.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Lester Raymond Brown was born in a small town in eastern Pennsylvania called Reinerton in 1912. He graduated from the New York Military Academy in 1932 with a scholarship in music. While attending Duke University from 1932 to 36, he led a band, Les Brown and His Blue Devils, a good name for a Duke band. In 1938, this band evolved into Les Brown and His Band of Renown. Brown led this band until his death in 2001. Over 60 years, the band made 18 USO tours with Bob Hope. Doris Day became famous with the Brown Orchestra in 1945. Brown moved the band to L.A. and was very busy in Hollywood and television and backing up singers like Sinatra, Bennett, Fitzgerald, and Cole. He played alto and soprano sax and the clarinet. Lined up are three pieces by the Les Brown Band of Renown from the mid-40s, with Doris Day singing I Can't Help It, and then two instrumentals, Flip Lid and Lose Blues.
Hey.
I can't help it if I want you, but I do. Heaven knows I'm not the kind to pose around as being smart. All I know is that I love you so, and that's with all my heart. I can't help it if I need you, but I do. Maybe it's because I'm seeing dreams come true. The very moment we met, I knew my future was set. So I can't help it if I love you, but I do.
Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. Many swing-era band leaders were difficult to work for. They were often authoritarian perfectionists who could be moody and prone to throw tantrums. But not Jimmy Dorsey. He led a great orchestra by just being a nice guy. This set includes Jimmy, his saxophone, and the orchestra with Julia, Shine on Harvest Moon, and In a Little Spanish Town.
Thank you.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Will Bradley was born Wilbur Schwichtenberg in Newton, New Jersey in 1912. In 1928, he and his trombone went to New York City, where Will became a successful studio musician and played with the Ray Noble Orchestra for a year. In 1939, he started a swing band with drummer and singer Ray McKinley. Together, they took advantage of the popularity of the boogie-woogie style. McKinley left in 1942 to start his own band, and the Bradley McKinley Band shortly dissolved after, mainly due to the World War II draft. For the rest of his musical career, Bradley composed chamber music and orchestral works, from swing musician to classical musician. He passed away in 1989 at 77. I get a kick out of the title of the first piece in this set, Celery Stalks at Midnight. Like, come on over to my place, honey, and we'll eat some celery. How romantic. After that, Jimtown Blues and drummer Ray McKinley singing All That Meat and No Potatoes.
Thank you. Lord, ain't right like a green tomato. Here I am waiting, palpitating, and all that meat and no potatoes. It's all that meat and no potatoes. All that food for alligators. Yeah, I'm ready, you better hold me steady. All that meat and no potatoes. Now I don't think that peas are so bad. With meat most anything goes. But then I look in the pot and I'm fit to fight. But woman, you know that mess ain't right. It's all that meat and no potatoes. It just ain't right like a green tomato. Gal, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. There's all that meat and no potatoes.
There's some time left on this program, so let's add the Jerry Gray Orchestra with Someday. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.